Okay, we're on Sin Samach. In Pogu Meis V'Kala Zebezeh, this is a sugya in Ksubis, Ma'avirin Hameis M'lefnei HaKala, V'chein Im Ein Be'ir K'dei L'zeh U'lezeh, Makdimun Machnisin HaKala L'chupa, V'achakach Kovim Hameis. Aval Acha Shenichnusel L'chupa, V'yesh L'fon of L'nachem, Ovel U'lesamei HaChosen, Tanchume HaOvel Kodem. V'chein havos ha'ovel kodem le'mishto shel choson. B'med ramum sheyesh b'yodo sipu k'dei shneim. Avlam ein b'yodo k'dei shneim mishto ha'choson kodem. So the principle here is, look in the shach. Ravina sameis l'mfnei ha'kala la'achnisa la'chupa d'ol mitzvos ha'chaim kodemes l'mitzvos ha'meisim. Ve'ike mitzvos ha'kala la'achnisa la'chupa mishum lo sohu b'ro. So why is it that Mavirin is Samei? So the Shach says because Kvod HaChaim takes precedence over Kvod HaMesim, right? So we know this principle in another, as relates to another halacha also, that it says, but it's in reverse there. It says that Nichem Avelim, if you have Nichem Avelim and Bikur Cholim, which takes precedence? Nichem Avelim takes precedence. Why? So the Rambam says because it's covered in Hachaim v'Hamesim. And so here it says here that if you have Nichem Avelim, Vishnu Lenachem Avel Usamei Chosin V'Kala HaAvel Koidim, but then that's Sugya. Why is it? So there the because again because that's Kvod Hachaim and Kvod Hamesim, correct? But otherwise, it'll be if it's on Kvod HaChaim, would take precedence over if it's Kvod HaMeis. But then Nichem Avelim is also, right, it's Mitzvah Chesed, the Ram says beginning of it's included V'yahavta Le'echa Kamocha. So that takes precedence. So I just want to tell you a vort. I once spoke to the Rav about this. I heard from the Rav, he said that the Locha, which we're going to get to is later on when we get to the Locha of Nichem Avelim, he said that the Locha of Nichem Avelim, the halacha of Nichem Avelim is not only a halacha of chesed, but it's a keim of the Avelis itself. And he brought several proofs to this. One proof is, did I mention this before?
That's where we ended.
Oh, he brought several proofs to this. So if I said, I'm just going to repeat a little bit of that, develop a little more. One proof is that the halacha is that if there's somebody who dies without kroivim, so the halacha is that we appoint a minion amongst the community, amongst the tzibur, that they sit shiva on behalf of this nifter, and people come and menachem them, right? I mean, they can change to different people, but the Rav said if the halacha is just a mitzvah chesed because of the bereft. And desolate, you know, and mourning, you know, Korov, that should only apply to Korov. The psychological dimension is missing in terms of other people. So you see that it's because it's part of the niyug avelus is to have nichum. And the other way he quoted also is that the loch is that the avelus only ends mishiyamdu hamenachmin. So you see, it's a kiyum in the avelus, because otherwise. Why don't you just say Mixayon Kakul as soon as, you know, why do we wait till we assume that no more Menachem are coming or till the bulk of them have come? That's why the minute generally is that a person gets up from Shiva, Rahman al-Islam, after the minion in the morning, because then we assume people are going to come. They come to Menachem and then he gets up, right? Why in the first thing in the morning? Let him just, because you the thing that breaks the Avelus is you wait till this Kim Avelus, namely that there are Menachem that are coming. So, I think the Osameach asked this question, the Rambam. Maybe he gives part of this answer, but I have about this in my Sefer. It says in Sukkah, the Gemara says about Anshe Yerushalayim that they used to take their lulav with them wherever they would go, right? And the Lashon of the Gemara there is, Holchim levake choylim vilulavim biyodam, lenachem avelim vilulavim biyodam. So offhand, it should have been reverted because Nichem Aveinim takes precedence over what? over Bikachoyim. So why did it say Levaka Choylem and then Lenachem Aveilem? So I think that the answer is, I suggested this to the Rav, could be the Yosem Erech is part of this, is that that the reason Nichem Aveilem takes precedence is, as the Rav explained, because the Nichem Aveilem is a covered in Machaim in Mamesim. What does it mean to say covered in Mamesim? It means it's part of the Kim Avelus, right? But here, if he's taking his lulav, he's not. There's no shiva. It's on Sukkos, right? So therefore, the nichem aveil is only mitzvah chesed. So in terms of the mitzvah chesed, bika choylem is a greater mitzvah than nichem aveilim. Nichem aveilim takes precedence only when it's in the context of shiva, because then it's part of the kiyum aveilus and part of the kiyum shiva. So that's why in the sugya it says levake choylem and lenachem aveilim. Because that's because it's Sukkos. It's Chol HaMoed. It's a good teretz. Rav liked it. So here also, the Nichem Aveilim comes before to be Mesameh Chosin. Tanchum Kodem, the Chen Havos Oval Kodem LeMishto Shel Chosin. So Havos is also the Sudas Havos, which is probably. Is a kiyum also nichem aveilim. The loch of avo is that the aveilim are not allowed to eat of their own; they have to eat of others. That's part of the loch that others should be care about them and feed them and so on. So that's a kiyum in the aveilus itself, and therefore that takes precedence over the mishnah of the chosin. B'medra m'shiyesh b'yolus sipur k'desh neim avam ein b'yodu k'desh neim mishnah hachosin kodem. So again, you know, if you only have enough, then you say Kvod HaChaim is Koidim, right? But if you have enough, then the Havasa Oval comes before Mishta Chosin. So why is that? I mean, if you say Kvod HaChaim, just like we had by Mavin Esameis Bifnei Hakala. Why do you say, you know, if it's going to be bottled completely, then Mishta Chosin comes first. But if in terms of the Kedima, so.
But you could say the Havrasa Avil is a mitzvah, while the Mishta of the Chosin is. It's like a hinder, but I mean the actual mitzvah is just left Mishta Chosin. Can you say that?
Nobody's asking the opposite. Why is it that the Mishta overrides totally?
In Kedima, correct. Right. But in terms of Bittl, now let's say you only have enough. You only have enough to either buy Suda Savra or to buy Mishter HaChosin, then Mishter HaChosin takes precedence. So why is that? I mean, the pasuk says, you know, Tov in Kohelet, right? Tov halach. What does pasuk say?
Funeral
before wedding. Right. Tov is not saying. So. And then umachil acherim.
He's saying it's for the reason the kedima is that because both of them have food, so. He'll still have a
mishnah
even if you're not there.
So therefore, he'll have it anyhow.
Yes,
so that, but if you have to pick the two, that's what the shach says, right? So then, but then, why is it that nichum aveilim comes? Then comes the question: why is nichum aveilim come before bika choylim, or presumably? So it could be that Sudas Avor is not a kiyum in the Avelus, it's a separate halacha, and so it's a different reason. In other words,
maybe it's
not
covered in Mason at all, maybe.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
Maybe it's only covered in
Chaim. If you have between two chesets, then you pick maybe you pick the Yerucholim before the Chesed to the
of Havos, you know,
the Avelim. So when it's Mason and
Chaim,
right?
You know, so Nichem Avelim is both Kvod HaChaim and Kvod HaMason, but Havah is only Kvod HaChaim.
Right. And then you could do Bikachon first.
So then you could do Bikachon first, and so the reason we do this is because he won't have enough, right? You know, if he doesn't, because he can't eat unless you give him. Uh huh. Maybe. Okay, Hames v'Hamila, Mila Kodemis. Again, because that's Kvod HaChaim takes precedence. In other words, again, that's like Mavirin Hames Mufnei Hakala. V'im hu Meis Mitzvah Kodem. That's the general halacha, because Meis Mitzvah represents basic Kavod HaBrius, right? And that's Doicha everything, including that's the Sugi and Megillah, right? It's Doicha before Kriyas and Megillah and so on. Is Meis Mitzvah.
And that would go, Meis Mitzvah Kodem would go also on the first part?
Yes. Achol, Akol HaSim Mekoi, the Shachs of what you just said. Akol HaSim Mekoi, She Meis Mitzvah Kodem L'chol Dova, She Batayu Kedeknan, Le Simen Shin Ayin Dalet. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Next, Halvois Hameis Ubitul Tamei Torah Laverse. Mevatlin Tamei Torah LaHotzos Hameis Leman Demasni LaAcherim Ein Lo Shir Afilu Yesh Imo Kama Alofim Mispatel B'Shvilo. Right? If he's somebody who teaches others, Leman DeKori V'Toni DeHainu SheKori V'Shana V'Adayin Lo Shana Lo Tamei. He knows he himself is Tamei Chochem and he learns for himself, but he doesn't. He's not a Malamed. So then the shir im yesh lo shishim ribo ein tzach lispatel b'shvilo, right? So the shach said, where's the number shishim ribo? Can you see nasa? Im yesh shishim ribo, look in the shach. Then the tilasa can you see nasa mishinai? Man is sinas atov b'sinai b'shishim ribo after tilasa b'shishim ribo. Leman de lo kori v'toni kevin shi yesh lo mishi yasek imo ein tzach lispatel b'shvilo. But if he doesn't know how to learn at all, doesn't learn, so then whatever the basic covet is sufficient. For who she yesh shem asa. But at minimum, there should be a tzibur. Kadesh yuchlu lomo kadesh ubikas aveilim. So the shach says the reason is so that you should be able to say kadesh and ubikas aveilim. That's why, that's the basic of asa. It could be for a different reason as well. And just the kadesh and the ubikas aveilim is a proof to that, that the halacha of that this is not only a chovis yochid, the chesed, right? It's a chovas tzibur. So that should be demonstrated by having a minion there. V'yesh om de'achshav min hastam v'vatlam she'en l'cho ech mi'yisor b'zman hazeh she'enu b'mikro b'mishnah. Right? Rama says, in his time, I don't think we could say that anymore nowadays. Right? He says, the basic is that a person is b'mikro b'mishnah and therefore you should have even more than asab. V'isha yesh om ha'shedina k'man de'kori v'toni. V'yesh omer shedina k'man de lo kori v'tani. So why is it that an isha? What's that shaila? An isha dina k'man de kori v'tani. Look in this. How would you explain that? I mean, offhand, it's because the Gemara says in Soita that the woman waits, you know, noshim b'may zachin, because in order for a schus to be an olam haba, it's not a what is Olam Haba? Olam is, you know, Tadikim Yosem HaTorotem V'nem Mimzi V'ashchina, the sitting and learning, right, the Mefalpanev in the Reb Chaim. So how does a woman come in? She just should feel out of place. So that's what says, B'mai Zachin, what are they Zachin? Because they wait and they support their husbands, they teach, they take their children to school, right? So that's also Tani V'kari. I mean, nowadays they, you know, they're on the verge of getting smicha, some people think, right? I'm saying that facetiously. But that's v'isha yeshem shedina command the kari v'tani, v'yeshem shedina command the lo kari v'tani. So that he quotes from the Agol. That's the opinion of the Ramban, who says it's command the kari v'tani. Looking into Troy Gone. Oh, no, no, no. Shem Aviv Arosh. Okay. V'yeshem shedina k'man d'lo k'ol v'toni v'chein nogu v'isha v'tina k'lukula v'ein v'vatlin tamet tova l'meish k'sheyesh mishis asik imo kol tzoko ela osik b'tova v'ein tzorach latzeis v'liros im yesh imo kol tzoko im lav ela kevin sheyesh sham mishi yase maiset tamet tova shelo kodem. Right, so you're not mevatel tamei tova if you know if the necessary amount for the kovel meis is there, and if you know for the basic, if it's man the masle achem, then there's no limit, and of course he has to. But if it's for the basic amount, all you need is a minion, so then you can presume that you have it. V'hatinokos shabes rabim ein mevatel klal, so that we know that's not only here, that's in general halacha. Okay.
Presumably, that's not if they're then chachamim.
What? Correct. That's what Shach says. We're talking about if it's chacham, then there's no shir. Right? He says if you look in the Shach, it's hey. The aim of vatla elameis kashi. Right? Haloshim megumgum. Ava betur nicha dekoy aman delo kari v'tani. The sagas yeshlo mishi is asku imo bekamish im yesh chacham beir. She yuchlul is asukim ain't so liros him is asking me the mistam is asking me over tamatora kodem of a man the masniv ain't lo shear vadidly olim tsochl vosu the chain leman the koi vitani the tsoch shishim rebo vadi mistam a lekker mishishim rebo they can come divi ham a chabit tsochl farishkin right?
Who's considered
Tina
Pushal Besrava?
Oh, you know, Dardiki who were in the cheder, I don't know to what age. Probably means till bar mitzvah, I assume.
But it wouldn't. I thought we had another halacha.
You know, this halacha, by the way, you have also by it says that even tinokas shall base rabban p'telim. It says in Tisha B'Av. That says Isa Tamat Torah, and even Tinokus Shel Beis Rabim is bottle, right? So the Taz says, why is it? Because there's an Isa Tamat Torah on Tisha B'Av, right? So the Taz is bothered. What do you mean? After all, the reason Tamat Torah is us on Tisha B'Av because it's Hanor, right? B'kudei Hashem Yisraelim Sam Chareb, it's Simcha. So the kids don't want to be in school. So he says the Isa is not because of the kids; it's because of the Melamed. Right, because he, for his Tamat Torah, right? So I want to break it to the Taz. Not all Malamdim on me. So the Rav said a different shot. He said that the halacha is, which we're going to get to, we had, it says that that Chacham Shemes based Midrash or Bottle.
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, right? That's why the minig is that we don't learn Torah after, not Erev Shabbos, Mincha of Shabbos, right? Because that's the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, and Yosef HaTzadik, right? So Tamat Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrash or Bottle. That's the covered, is the show that the Beis Medrash is Bottle, right? So the Rav said that Halach applies in Tisha B'Av also, because one of the things we mourn in Tisha B'Av is also not only the Churban HaBayis, but the Churban HaTorah. That Torah, Chag V'Sak, the diminution of Torah, all the yeshivas that were destroyed, the Tamil Chomim who were murdered over the millennia. So that's part of the experience of Tisha B'Av. And there he says, it's Tamil Chokh Shmeis Bes Medrash or Bottle, and that's why we close the Chadorim also.
Can you link it to what we just said, that
Here is because of Pin Beis Hamikdash. Also, good vote. Right. On the contrary, here we're commemorating the Churban Habayis.
So they're just not even. They're not shy
to. Okay. Or because the theme of the day is the Churban Habayis, so therefore, okay.
That's why you need to say afilu.
Right. That's why I have to say afilu.
And would that apply even to tinokos shel chachamim? Meaning, we had a halacha that if there was a ben chacham, you were allowed to even do a hesped gadola, so would this apply too that you would treat if you know what's with a cover of a gadol hador? Let's say it's a tinok of a gadol hador would.
Oh, so we have to see, because we're going to see later on, maybe. Maybe, because we know, we're going to see later on, the halacha applies also to ishtuk, ishtuk agufo. We'll see when we get to the halacha, bringing in the mace into a base medrash. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring a base into a base medrash to be masped them. So some people have hespedim in a shul, or the base medrash, you're supposed to keep the mace outside. I've seen where they violate that, but that's not correct. But if it's the eishes chavah, so that is permitted also. We'll see the din shulchanoch. What's the locha by his child? Does that apply as well? The shulchanoch doesn't say it; only says ishto. Though I've seen, unfortunately, I've seen recently, Rabbi Vishul, the child died, young child, 2-3 years old of cancer, and they brought the child into the base medrash. Obviously, they think it's good, maybe because it's covered. It depends how you determine, you know, Eishes Chavah Kechavah. Is she Mechayev by herself? Or is it because that shows cover to the Chavah? So that's a child. So that may relate also what would be the halacha to a child. Of course, there's a halacha Eishes Chavah Kechavah that you stand up for Eishes Chavah. You don't stand up for the child, I don't think, of, you know, unless he, you know, Biskubov when he was a little kid. You know, he could stand up for him himself. Okay.
So
you have to at least bum lav the mace dalad amas. So in this halacha. It also we had before. Look here, it says. Next up, Vafilu b'mokos she'enu tzorach l'lavos esameis, tzorach lavo mifonov. Right? Even a place that you don't have to lavo the mace, you have to stand before the mace. Now, why is it that you have to stand before the mace? So, if you look in the Taz here, tzorach lavo mifonov. So, why are you standing when the mace comes in? Is it you standing for the mace, or because you're standing for the people who are carrying the mace? Because mishum osa mitzvah v'machav. I think Mar says that when the people would come bringing bikurim to Yerushalayim, so the Anse Yerushalayim would all stand. Why are they standing? They're standing because of people who are doing a mitzvah. The machavit people doing a mitzvah. So the people who carry the oven or carrying the mace, you're standing for them. The nafkamina would be, unless the person himself is a Talmid Chacham, the mace. The nafkamina would be, what if the people who are carrying the oven are goyim? In such a circumstance, would you stand? So in that case, if the person is a Talmid Chacham, the one who's, you know, they're carrying, then you would stand. But if it's that he's not a Talmid Chacham, then you wouldn't have to stand. It's not because of the mace you stand, it's who you're standing for. You're standing for the Osei Mitzvah. So look in this. Look in the Taz, Ois Beis. Pivish Menesh Ha'oiskim Email Shehem Gomli Chasodin. Kain Hu Betur B'Shem Yushami. Degama Olin Dekaimim Mikami. Alan Dekaimim Mikami Misa. Lo Kaimim Mikami Misa El Mikami Olin Degamlin Lo Chesi. We're not standing for the mace. We're standing for the one who's doing the Chesed. It's a Chesed Shal Emes that they're carrying the mace. For costly mimasha kosa beperek elam galchin, the kashinosu chagai arono shirav huna lemaarta debchiu bonav amla yehuda lechiskia kum miduchtek, the lav orachar de koim, with yehuda bahade de koim,
Shmarim de kami kami misa. The Tassus, there it says that we don't stand for the mace. We stand for the ones who are carrying the mace because the gomer chasab. And here he quotes, the Gemara says that he said you should, in the Gemara in Moed Katan, that he said, when they brought the Oren of Avhuna, he said, it's not proper for you to be sitting. You have to stand because of Avhuna. So you see here that you're standing for the mace. So the Tassah says, from here we see when anybody's doing a mitzvah, you have to stand for him. Right? And this is the story I told about Bikurim. So I heard from the Rav, you know, if you at a chasna, you know, when the chasn kala come in, people stand up. Right? So when I said chasn, by the way, we're sitting with Rav David Feinstein, he never stands up. He said, Mehech times that you've stand up. He's the right? Unless maybe the chasn is a big time chokhm or something, right? Even the kala, she's not yet an Eishes Chavar. She's about to become an Eishes Chavar, but she's right before. So he knows the hints. But I heard from the Rav. He said the reason we stand, this is a misconception. He says you're not standing for the chasan v'kala, you're standing for the shushpinu, because they're gomli chasan, doing the mitzvah. So the ones accompanying the chasan v'kala, that's who you're standing for. And he said it's based on this taz and this halacha that we stand for gomli chasadim. But it could be for a different reason, maybe because chasan is doim l'melech and a kala. But of course, if it's because chasan doim l'melech, that offhand should be only when they're leaving the chuppah, not when they're approaching the chuppah. He's not a melech yet. He's not a chassan. About the bedekin before, yeah. Right? You know, with the Ramban. Only, but anyhow, that's what I heard from the Rav.
What about Zakenian? Maybe if the Mishovit, if the Malavin are.
Lifnei Seva Tokum.
Yeah.
All right, if they, you know, but that's the Seva's, you know, at the minimum 60 or 60 years old, whatever it is, you know. That's not why they stand there. They stand there all the time. Here the Pesach Yeshua says when it says that you should milavim at least talad amitz, that's only if he has what's necessary for the kfura, right? But otherwise you should milavim all the way to the kfura. So what I told you about if the person is a goy, look in the Pesachei Tshuva, lamim fav ein ber heitiv b'shem taz mavur ol b'taz to im hames hu tamid chacham chayv lamim mafanav leba for nafkamina im hames askim him of the kachovim. In other words, nafkamina is if the misaskim of the kachovim, the ones carrying the mace, so then you don't have to stand. It's only for because the Mekayim the Mitzvah, so it's only for Yidden. But if the Mace is a Tamil Chochem, even though the Misaskim Ahum are a Goyim, still you'd have to stand.
Do you think if the Goyim knew that you stood for Jewish people, there'd be an Indian of like Darchei Shalom to stand for the Goyim?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Beginning of the... I don't understand the Mechaber...
Because he has Kedei Tzarko.
Oh, he's so, already done it.
Right. Okay. No, he has Kedei Tzarko. There are enough people doing it. So you're not chayiv.
Kedei Kvodah.
Oh, so what do you do about lefachos talad amas, you mean?
Yeah.
By the way, Kivega quotes that the Rav says this in Bikurim, because that's the mission of Bikurim that I say, that when they bring the Bikurim, see, Kivega quotes that they would stand. He quotes it also the Behetev, what the Taz quoted from the Gemara Mevi Bikurim, that they used to stand, even Bali Umnius would stand. Okay. Yeah, where would be a case after you have to Melavihim Dalet Amis? It could be, like I said, they were Levi Melavihim, and then when they came in, he was Melavi the Mace, and then they had the Hesped, and then they're about to bring the Mace out, then you should stand. Even though you know the mitzvah of Levi, he did already. Oven ha'ovem imokum imokum im shaldo kayemes tzvichim l'lavoso komo b'shasot zos ames. Right, okay. Likva b'kalka v'im kovim shnei mesim v'im kovim shnei mesim yachad. Hanosim mesil b'oven v'lo kovo b'kalka ovem ishum malinus ames. In other words, let's say you put him into an oven, but you didn't bury him. For example, you know, the Greeks, they had these, you know, you've seen them in the the sarcophaguses, sarcophagi, you know, made out of stone, and the mace was left in there, was never put in the karka. So he says, that's not considered, so then your malinus, because it requires kfuva b'karka. V'lo kova b'karka, ovem ishum malinus ames, v'im nosnu b'oven v'kova b'karka, ain't over all of me. Come up, yofel cover b'karka, mamash afil b'chutz la'aretz. So, what does it mean? I mean, we bury in an oven, in a wooden oven, but the halacha is that you leave this a little hole left in the oven, right? Because otherwise, if the oven is complete, like some people, you know, which is not correct. Some people have these mahogany things, and they're completely, you know, there's no hole in it, and there's no plank that, you know, so that's it. That's not good. Look in the shach. Mikoma yofel kova b'karka kosher mamish. Klama afa pisha oven kova b'karka. Mikoma koloi ha oven sosum mikol tzad. Eli yikva hames b'karka mamish. U batazav b'prisha tomo almasha nogin achshav lasos l'kohanim arono shlemim. The Hainu she'osim il mat the daf v'shochiv al hadaf v'omim tam ishum chshivus kohanim hu. There are adu avatovul lishkov al ha'ofa l'fima she'kosa b'drisha b'zmanenu she'nosnim charsis al piv v'enav havim mokum ofa b'zmanim nicha. So he says that the minig of putting a shred of pottery, which is made from earth, that's sufficient. Oje shlomadi yefshel avona she'osim achshav shlo yu nekuvim b'tzdadim u'b'nekev savi kid isa b'tuva b'poisin. It says it's impossible. When you make these wooden ones, just planks together, there are always cracks and in it, and that's sufficient. But what we always do is, if you've seen in the mace, on the side there's a hole, or underneath there's a hole, and that's what we do. But you can't just have a complete oven like these mahogany ones that I've seen. They're very, very expensive, but you're not yotzik for b'karka. In Eretz Yisrael, the minig is, unfortunately, when I was in Eretz Yisrael last week, I was at a levaya, so they bury, I'm sure you've seen, they cover the mace in a talus, and they bury him directly in the karka. They put it in, and then there's a hole, on top of it, they put a plank, or they put the stones, and then you put the karka on top of it. But it's directly buried in the karka, not like in an oven like what we do. But again, that's what the shach says. There has to be a hole in the oven someplace. Otherwise, it's not kruv a karka.
Why don't we have that minute here?
I don't know why. I don't know why in some places...
There might be laws in America that you have to bury with a coffin. No.
That may very well be the case. Right.
I was reading that in Har Manuchos, now they're starting to bury in like in caves or something.
Right. So we can see in a second. I saw that article in Mishpach they had because of the, it's too crowded. I know that in the old Baltic forests in Europe, like in Vilna and in Venice, the Jewish community was very, very, because they were ghettoized and they had very little space for the base oilam, and it just got full. They would bury one on top of the other. You know, there'd be space. We'll see in a second how much.
It was never in that. Sanhedrin,
the old... Right, the Kuchim there.
Yeah.
So we'll see in a second. Nostim Hames Al-Gabav Buponav Lamalaka Adam Shu Yoshin. Right, the mace is buried flat as if he's sleeping on his back. And then, so the Shach says that we don't do it on the side or anything because that's considered bizoin hames, and we always put a daf on top of the mace. You know, you don't bury him directly in the kauk and then throw the dirt on him, right? But you know, there's a plank, or as I said in that soul, I saw they put, you know, these stones. Okay.
It's like a frame?
There is like a frame around it, and they put stones on it, right? So the Shach says, "Zeh haklal niva the davka a cotton hanal koi aval ben godol af shemuta im aviv v'chein bas gadol im imo also lekover imohim umas shekosov im ben beno hakotn hu adin dehu muta im bit bas bito or bito el b'moy the mesayim pesach v'chad b'dayuk naket. Okay, ein nosnim. Base alone is there al zeh v'im nosen kofin ha'elyon sheyifne v'im yesh b'neim ofer shishet tfachim mutter. So we don't bury one mace on top of the other unless there is what? Six tfachim between. And that's what they did in the old cemeteries. And I think even, if I'm not mistaken, even in Vilna they did it. But then I know that when I was in Venice they told me that that's what they did because it was so crowded. I know there was a problem, just thinking, in the Vilna Cemetery, the old Vilna Cemetery, the Russians, the Lithuanians, whatever it is, want to build something on top of it. And I think it was near, I remember this goes back a long time ago, this was my cousin, Avram Genachasi, Zichron Levracha, had called me about two Batik Foros. He spoke to me about the basic Foros in Vilna, and he spoke to me once about the Beis HaKfaris, I think it's in Toledo, where I think the Rabbeinu Yonah in Spain is buried, that they wanted to flatten it or build it and something there. And I spoke then to Hillary Clinton about it. And she spoke to whoever the authorities were. At least, you know, I don't know what the sixth circumstance, this goes back a long time, they stopped then.
So shisha
tvachim
mutar
for one on top of the other.
Another mace, but is it for any other tashmish?
Right, just for that. Zagavim.
It's not ishim ishta. It's not one of the examples. Because usually that's the thing that you see the most is that a man's buried next to his husband or his wife.
Next to yeah, okay.
But not.
But because that's mutalishka. Anybody's mutalishka, you know, bimitas. Obviously, that's permitted.
Why is that one of the?
Maybe because it's so obvious. Ain't no. All right. So okay. Shishadra. Ain't kovim rosha etzel tzadik. Afilu rosha chomer etzel rosha kal. V'chein ain't kovim tzadik v'kosher ubenani etzel chosid muflug. Avo kovim bal tshuva etzel tzadik gomer. Because Malcolm Shane. Right? But in this halacha, ain't kovim tzaddik, rosh etzel tzaddik, which is a diraisa din. So Rabbi Teitz once told me, he said, this is a halacha that is completely violated in America in Batik Forest. They're not careful who, you know, who's buried next to whom. But the Gemara tells a story with Elisha, you know, they, that he never came back to life, and he moved a few steps away, so he shouldn't be buried next to Russia. But I just want to mention, this Gemara is a sugya also in Yevamos, and I usually speak about it when we learn Basav Cholov. The Gemara says that let's say one person is a Baal Avera, he did one Avera, right? And another person did two Averas, right? He was over in one Lav, he was over in two Lav. And so it's not only Tzadik Eitzel Russia. If one relative Russia, one who's a greater Russia can't be buried next to somebody else, right? So so the Gemara says that the Gabe, let's say one person is over on a certain lav, and another person is over on a lav, and also there's a locha, the Mazma says, we know this principle, ain't isachal alisa, right? But if one person violated a locha that was one lav, but there was also another isa, but it wasn't chalkas, ain't isachal alisa, he's considered to be a greater Russia than the other one. So I heard from the Rav, he quotes, Achronim quote this, that you see from there that ain't isachal alisa doesn't mean that the Isa is not Chal at all. But you see that it is Chal, just a Tur Onshin, right? We spoke about it, if you remember, by the Nekudah HaNeflor of the Rambam. But from the Nekudah HaNeflor, you see the Rambam says that the Isa HaNor, right, since the Isa Achil is Chal, so the Isa HaNor, right, it's not. Since the Isa is not Chal, so the Isa Hanor is not Chal, right? Since the Isa, for example, it was Chalev, right? Or in the case of the Dogma Vava was what? It was Nevela. I cooked Nevela with milk. Is it also Bahanor or not? So the Rams, that's the Rams in the Perish Mishnah Sekrisos, is his remarkable point, as the Ram himself calls it, right? That the Isa Hanor is not Chal. Why? Because Ein Isa Chal Alisa, because the Isa Achila of the Bas B'chol can't be Chal in the Veil, therefore the Isa HaNor is not Chal. But if you hold that Ein Isa Chal Alisa means that the Isa is Chal, so then why let the Isa HaNor also be Chal? So the Rav said the answer is that Ein Isa Chal Alisa means, this is the Rav's interpretation of the Kunin Flor, means even though you see that it is Chal, at least B'miksas, because he's Nikma Ben Rishon Gemurim, that's this halacha we're learning here in Shulchan Aruch, but the Isa HaNor, But the Isa HaNor is a derivative of the Isa Achila, and since the Isa Achila, it's not just a Ptur Onshin. The reason you're potter from Onshin by Ein Isa Chal Isa is because there's a deficiency in the Chalois Isa, and since the Chalois Isa is incomplete, so therefore the Isa HaNor is also incomplete and is not Chal, B'Shlei Musa. Right? And therefore it's not Chal at all. Now, since the Isa Achila is incomplete, and that's why there's no Onshin, it's not stand up to Onshin, it's not like, you know, that he did an Aveva below Hasra. So the Isa is incomplete, because Ein Isa Chal, as the words imply, Ein Isa Chal Alisa, so therefore the Isa No, which is a derivative, that's why the Ram holds in general that you're not like an Isa No, is also not Chal, right? But that Sugya there, in the Nafkamili Nikbim Sheng Murim, that's this Halacha, Ein Kovin Tzadik V'Kosha Ubeinini Eitzel Chosin Muflog, right? Okay, Shnayim Shahayu Sonim Ze et Ze, Ein Lekovim Yachad. Two people who hated each other, right? Are not buried next to each other. So the most famous case with this is, what is the most famous case in terms of this halacha? Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden is buried just a few feet, a few kfarim, from Yonis and Abishitz, right, in Altoona. So when the Yonis died first, when it came to bury them, this Shaila went to the Nodi Yehuda, and the Nodi Yehuda paskined remarkably that he could bury the Yavits next to I'm not going to go into the Machlokes, but anyhow, this is the most famous story, you know, why the Nodi Yehuda permitted it and so on, but the Shaila went up to the Nodi Yehuda. We'll have to leave this to Shnei Alayim, this is his topic.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting Pisle Tshuva here who talks about what about burying in a cemetery where you know that ultimately they're going to be unburied. So look in the Pisle Tshuva. Ayin b'tshuva chsam soifer shenisha mirav echad al das beis ha'kvara shebe'iro regilin l'kvar l'aniach haros l'tzofa v'raglo l'torim. Here's another one. No, this is not the one I was thinking about. Oh, but let's do it anyhow. But so the ragl of the dorm, the pesach shar haknisa lahakfaris haya ledorim umach mis doiche kamokish nismala votsim l'shenis lahaskil shura acheres mimizrach lemarav harosh lemizrach v'raglaim lemarav im yesh peder l'shanus meharagilas. So ki besugid b'vavasra. Right, that's the sugya in Bava Vasra, that if you looked in the catacombs, right, that they would bury, you know, we actually just did this sugya in Nazir also, it would look there. Some would be perpendicular and some would be horizontal in terms of the ma'ara, right? So you see that that time they want makbid that all the kfarim should be in one side. So I want to just tell you a funny story about this. But you see, he has a shayla. Should the kever face towards the pesach of the and the shayla of the beis hakfaras, or should it face towards mizrach? Right? And there are different minhagim about this. But I remember once in Shia, I'm trying to remember who was reading. Anyhow, there was somebody who was reading, and he was reading in Sfaradit, which used to drive the Rav, you know, bananas. I remember once his grandson, I think it was the Lichtensteins, he always used to send one of their kids to learn by the Rav in the summer each year. So one year, I think it was when Meir was there, he was reading, and of course, he was reading it, because he's Israeli, in Sfaradit. And the Rav was, I could see he was a little disoriented when he was reading it. So I told, he asked the Meir to read the Rambam. So when he was reading it, it's Sfaradit, so the Rav, you know, was looking at him, not looking, but so I said, Rebbe, he's reading it, Kinesinosa, the Rambam's Gevena Sfaradi. But so the Rav told once when we were.
So then when he read the Rav Chaim, he had to read it in
Ashkenaz. Right. So the Rav told this story. He said he once got a Shaila from South America, he said. And she said the Shaila was a serious Shaila. Somebody was reading the Gemara and read it in Sfaradit. So the Rav told the story. So he's reading. He says, I got a Shaila from South America. And the Shaila was they were making a Beis HaKfaris. And they wanted to know to which side should the Kfarim face. To the Pesach of the Beis HaKfaris or to Mizrach. And he said, I remember the Rav said, it's a good Shaila. I don't know if he referenced this Pisrei Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer here. You know, the different Minhagim. But he wrote when he read the Pesach of the Beis HaKfaris, he wrote it Pei Samaches. He misspelled Pesach, right? So he spelled it like a holiday. So the Rav said, if he had heard you, he would have known how to spell it, because you know it would have been, you know, Petach. So I said, Rebbe, he would have spelled it with a tess. My Rav last. All right. So anyhow. So let's just read this Chassam Sofer. Ki besubu bavas mavua shlo hayu makbida bitstadim shrei chofu kuchum l'orich v'heshiv gam b'eina yipola ma'ayin ha'regilas l'kfora tchumim v'ruchos b'kfuras mesim u'b'kir yekdosher. I guess this is that posing? I'm not sure. Kovim ha'rosh l'marav v'raglaim l'mizrach. Umikomokom Hanaklan Yisrael, Umaugla Bapume, the Inchi de Kovim, Haraglaim, Nege Pesach, Share Knisa, Vietzia Limmo, Shemuna, Betria Samasin, So you see what the Rav spoke about. He said it's a good shaila. Undoubtedly, he was referring to this pisrei tshuva, that there are different minhagim. Some say that faces, but it looks like it's the raglayim, where the raglayim face towards mizrach, or the raglayim face towards tshar. And he says the reason the Chassam Sof suggests is because for tchias mason they'll get up and move out. V'nei kasher nachnu hashochnim be'Europa rotsin l'nsoa le'atzeinu haktoisha yeshnim et beis drochim ol l'nsoa mitzofen l'dorim ad hayam hem tzoi u'misham hofech ponav l'mizach eretz Yisrael ol l'nsoa mimar l'mizach Constantina to Istanbul u'misham hofech ponav l'dorim u'bol eretz Yisrael v'akein nochem likva ol roshu l'tzofen v'raglav l'dorim He's saying like this for the Gemara Bavasna Raya, because the Gemara Bavasna is talking about they're being buried in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to come to Eretz Yisrael. They just stand up, they'll be in Eretz Yisrael, right? But in Chutzlot, where they have to come, that's why there's a Kepeda which which way they're facing. Mashenke b'chutz la'aretz. V'lachein im rotz b'nei iru l'hashkiv rosh l'marav v'raglav l'mizruch havei k'mo rosh l'tzofen v'raglav l'dorav v'mishim shinu regilis ein k'peda k'demukach b'shilei nozir v'mar tov im efshar shiftachu od shar echad l'tzad shekhenegdo. So he says another eitz is if you can't, just the geography of the basic folks, you can't move one to the other. So open up another shar. All right. The kind minag hanal. The gamze iaf shalikva rosh lamarav pshita da kol muta ve'ein dan and efsh mishi efsh ugdola mizu b'shach. Okay. So then the Pesach Yeshua just says, because we had about, what's the distance between one kevah and another. So he says, I am Shalas B'tshuva Shavus Yaakov, Shekosu Kol Dover, Al Dvar HaChokas HaMesim, Af Shadim Poshim Mavur B'tur, HaChokas Mesim Ben Zeh L'Zeh, Hu Shisha Tfochim, Mikomo Kampuk Chazi, Ma'ama Dabar, Shekovim Zeh Eitzel Zeh, V'Zeh Agavi Zeh, Af Shu Shalo, Al Pi Hadin Hanal, the Nispashik HaMidot, Lefishalo Lanu Nitan Aretz Rechovas Yedain Lefanenu Ubekame Hishtadlos Tzrichim Bechol Hamakomas Liten Lanu Ksas Mokum Vedai Lamed Bishalanu Bemokum Etzumtzum Vedinim Elo Lo Nemu El Bemokum Shaaretz Rechovas Yedain Lefanenu Chai Gavna Kosev Hataz Bedin Meis Mitzum Mekomakam Mokum Shnitzchai Bekor Veefshal Lahachik Yesh Lahachik. So he says, we see that in Europe, because we didn't have that much space. So this halacha that there should be between meis lemeis vav tfachim, he says that the Shulchan Aruch says that's only where you have space. But in places where they had no space, and we lived in ghettos, and we had only a little the basic forest got filled. So, but less bereva, they had no choice but to do that. It was less than six tvachim, or less. Even here it says, Agaba, the Shulchan Aruch says, between one and the next is six tvachim. If they didn't have it, they didn't have it.
Where does the six tvachim come from?
So the six tvachim, he quotes it from the Torah, Ben zeh lezeh hu shisha tvachim.
So we don't find that distance too in other things like that.
No. Interesting. The next pisul tshuva is an interesting. I have about this my sefer. in Sanhedrin, but he says, what is the going quote? Shishit Fachim, what does he say? Where's the marker? Which ice is in the going?
Ches.
Vav Tvam Tur. Right, it's the same tour that I just quoted. Ava Patosa Ardo Kasav Gimel Tvachim. Sham Venisha Midalit Hai. Venisha. Hai going. The Heshiv. The Efshish Loya Ben Mace. The Chaveh Shishit Tvachim Shlosha Litfusa Vize. Shlosha Litfusa Ze. Vayim Vashman Vavasa. Whether the mile is low. Kifi Haram Shulchan Aruch. All right, so he quotes the Torah. So the six is because of the Gemara says in Nazir that, you know, that's three, that when you take, you know, you bury the person, you take out also the Tfus, that's it, because the, you know, some of the liquids of the mace can be assumed to have, you know, gone up to these, you know, so therefore we take not just the mace, when we rebear, we take a little bit more. So that's where, so each mace has his three tvachim, that comes to the six. That's part of the marker. And he quotes the Ramban said that it's three tvachim. Okay. The next Pisrei Tshuva is interesting. They tell the Torah with Chassam Sofer that there was a person who was murdered, Shenereg Aydei Rotseach. What? I'm Chassam Sofer, B'mish Shenereg Aydei Rotseach, Im Lekovo B'kivei Avosov, Oli Yachid Lomokum Sham Keva B'fnei Atzma, Ki Shamu Omim Din Dalet Mises Lo Botlu, V'machuyiv Mises Bezdin, Ein Kovin Oso B'kivei Avosov. Interesting Shaila. The Halacha is if a, you know, the Gemara says, Afalpi Sha Abba Mises Botlu Din Abba Mises Lo Botlu, which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that even though Abba Mises, it's no longer in place, about 40 years before the Chulbin, Bezdin HaGodol was Gola Mimkomo, and therefore they couldn't bury. They couldn't be Dan Din in the Fashus. So, but the Mas says even though Mises Bezdin doesn't apply, but Din Dal Mises means that a person who schreibt Misa he'll die in a fashion that will, if it's an unusual death, that will be like Dalet Mises. So, for example, if a person was chayv sreifa, right, a snake will bite him. Or if a person's chayv skila, he'll fall off a house or off a cliff, right, because that's like skila. So that's called din, right? So he says this person was nerag, so it means probably he was chayv, somebody stabbed him and killed him, so maybe he was chayv herek, cheret, right? So he says, since he's chayiv that, the halach is that the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that there was a special Beis HaKfaris for Avugei Bezdin, that they were buried separately, and actually there are two, the Skila and assuming the Skila and Sreifa, and Chenek and Hereg were two separate Batei Kfaris, and they were buried separate from the regular Batei Kfaris. That's part of the Kiyum of the Einish. It's not only because he's a Rasha, but that's part of the Kiyum and Niyug of the of the Mises Bezdin, because somebody actually spoke to me about this the other day. The locha of Abba Mises Bezdin is not only a fashion of how we kill the person, right, the capital offense, but that's part of the kiyum is that he should be buried in a separate basic forest. For Haraya, the locha is that the Gemara says that kol haniskolim nitlim, all those who are chayv skila, were nitla, the body was hung up for a second, and then take it down and bury, right? And that same day, because of Lo Solon. So that, and then the halacha was that they would bury the nerag, the one who was killed in Mises Bezdin. They would bury this pole or whatever it was, the eights together with him, or the evan. So that's, you see, there's a separate kiyum and the special din of kfuras Dalet Mises. So the Chassam Sofer was asked, this person was Nerag, means that he didn't Dalet Mises apply to him. not Mrs. Bezdin, right? So maybe since there's a separate aloch of Mrs. Bezdin, and the aloch is by Havuge Bezdin, they were buried separately. So this person, since it's like Din Dal Mises, maybe he was chayiv something, he should be buried in a separate basic forest, not Kivei Avosam. And some Soviet disagrees. The Heshiv Shedivrei Hani Inche Ein Behem Mamish V'gam Raya Bura Mishraitz, he says it's not correct. Had they not asked me anything, I let them do what they want. But once they asked me, I told them that you should bury him in Kfuras Avosav. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Let's do the next simon. Ein mifanin hameis v'atzomis lo mikever mechubad lekever mechubad v'lo mikever bozoi lekever bozoi v'lo mibozoi lemechubad v'ein tzoch mimechubad lebozoi u'betoch shelo afilu mimechubad lebozoi muta she'orev le'odom she'enach etzel avosov. Right? You know, as if they're going to be buried him from into a family plot, so that a person would want. And why is it that we don't do it? So the Shach says, because, you know, reburying a person, shehabilbud koshel amesim, minei shemisyam yom hadin, v'zechel dovi yashanti az yanuachli, u'bishmuel hu omer lama hirgastani la, right? It says in Shmuel, when Shaul brings Shmuel up from the dead. In other words, so by reburying the person, you know, that's a behola for the mace. But he says, but betosh shelo, kloma, the Shach says, the kavro etzel avosav mitmeishes zel kvodo, the kosev es Yosef mishum high kavod mafanim v'lo mishum kavod achet. Now, for this kavod, namely that she be buried next to his family in a family plot, that we do, right? And also, so that's one etzel avosav v'chein the kavro be etz yisrael mutav, right, because Eretz Yisrael v'chipat masa amo, that Eretz Yisrael is machapa, so there's mile of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And shehu machapa, she'af Eretz Yisrael machaperes b'ksiv v'chipat masa amo, the Shach quotes, right? That's why we have a minig, that when we bury a mace, that we bring dirt of Eretz Yisrael, we put it in the kever. V'chol inyam v'im einu mishtama b'zeh hakever sheyesh lochel shem yitzi'u ovdei kochovim o yichnesu bo shikantzu bo mayim o shu kever hanimtzu mitzvah lefanoso, right? But if it's a kever that's not going to be, you know, it's either the goyim will unbury him, they'll desecrate it, or it's a kever that's going to be flooded, so then we what? Then it is permitted to be buried a person. And the Ramah adds what I mentioned a minute before, V'yeshno losis me offer adds all the kever. Right, then the Ramah says there's what to be some echam with this minig is based on the Medrash Tanchuma. I was told, but it says here that for Eretz Yisrael to bury from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, that you can do it. Apparently you can do it even without a Tanai. I was told, I don't know if it's so, that Rabban Soloveitchik wanted to bury his parents, to rebury his parents and bring them to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Rav was against it and didn't do it.
Where are they buried?
They're buried in Brooklyn, in, you know, the Brisker Chelka there. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is buried there, some of the Simcha Soloveitchik's and the. All right. I think Reb Chaim Heller is buried there also. So several Gdolim are buried there.
Is it true these cemeteries today, they say you only have the grave for X amount, like 99 years or...
Oh, whatever. So here there's a piece of chew about it. I was told a friend of mine, his father, a friend of my brother's, I remember his father, he used to be about tefillah in the young years of fasting where I grew up, Mr. Leibler. But he was from Antwerp, and I think he lived in Antwerp. But he wasn't buried in Antwerp, because in Antwerp, the law is that you can unbury or you can, you know, decimate a cemetery after I forgot how many years it is.
So it's real. So he didn't want to be buried there. I don't know. So he talks about that here in Pesachei Tshuva, that if they were here, it's this Pesachei Tshuva. There was a basic forest that they sold it. It's an amazing story because they said they owned it for 250 years. But after that, it would go back and you could then build on it. Oh, here it is. If you look at the brackets of the Pesachei Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, I am a Tshuva Chasam Sofer, although it's based on Kvarash, Shenitan Yehudim, Likvar HaMesim, B'magefa, Rachman Letzon, V'lo Nitan L'chalutim, it wasn't a permanent sale, La'achuzo, Gam Eino Mukav Choma, V'eino Meshuma, V'al Pidin, Shel Ovdi Kochovim, Acha Shesh Shonim, Mefanin HaTzomers. Oh, not, would I get the 250 years? No, it was 6 years. V'zorim Sham, V'hein Ata, Matsumokum, Shinoku Yechom Lishtal, Lefanos Pesach Kvaros Hazer, Lahotzi Hamesim, Ulukovim Bebesach Kvaros Hayeshona, Furubame Hamesim, Bemagefim, Heme Bene Ha'ir, Shieshlahem Kvovim, Shofim Bekvaros Hayeshona, Imutu Lefanos, Kol Hakvaros Hahem. The Kosher de Posher de Mutu, O Mitzvah Rabbe Eker Lishtadel Bezer, Flomi Boy Oshim Shavosem, Vikvarem Shofim Bekvaros Hayeshona, even if they, not only those, that their family plots and their family members are in the old cemetery, because that we had, that right, Mishalo, it's permitted. El Afilu Sharimi, the other Mason also, Kevin She'enu Mukav Choma, Ve'enu Meshuma Vasid L'chama Af Api She'ef Shaydei Hishtadlus V'otzos Merubim Yiflu Livnos Choma Sove V'lisko L'shamo She'en Mukhlet V'lachuz Mekoma Kevin She'hotziu Misham Kol Ha'anoshim Hashayochim La'anche Yir She'eshim Kvov Misham Lo nisha rak anoshim shiskovu mi yochel hatel al hatzibo lahotzi kotzos v'tilchem aruba v'nimse nisha b'li shmira. V'o kevin she'en ha'kvara shel Yisrael ha'vele ketzadikov v'kevin she'en ha'shelo. So there he permitted. But where was this? No, it's the first Pesachei Tshuva. Look in the Ein Mufanin. Ein Mufanin Tzifel Tzvi Shepos Ahachi. Right, they're buried in the Goyish Cemetery. I heard from the Rav, by the way, once. He said from Reb Chaim that you can unbury a person who's buried in a Goyish cemetery. You can unbury him and bury him in a Jewish cemetery, and he's considered a Meis Mitzvah, and a Kohen could be Michal if no one else can do it. I think that's what he said. He said it when he gave a drasha with Parshas Chayesor about, you know, the idea of having a Jewish cemetery. I'm not sure. I think he said even about a Kohen that he's considered a Meis Mitzvah. Think. So he tells, V'ayim b'tshuvas noydi b'Yehuda, b'shem ha'goyin ma'avam fishlish, al das kahal, shikonu l'binyon, v'at ha'komo b'neim v'rotzim liknos karka acheres. Oh, here, Karka l'kvav v'lo l'tzmisus, rak l'meya v'chamishim shal. This was the one I said, not two. Then as they bought the land for 150 years, but it wasn't forever, and after that, they would go back and they could build on that land. Tachzor Karka l'baylim, l'chamisha, o l'binyin v'ata komo b'neim v'rotzim liknos karka acheres, shtei l'kinyin olam, imutu lohem, l'fanos hanekbarim sham l'kavim b'karka zu, shelem menucha olam. For Hora Lesser, Mishlosha Taimim. The cost of the E, the low Domi Lahid, but Juvis Chacham Svi, the Hashem Havik Fodo Tve, Shloye Nikbub over the Kacham Eitzel Yisrael, Masha Enkin Hocha, the Hiskim Imo Bal
Bal Hamachaba Vahosiv Otam Leso Lufanos Ata Havik Ki Ulai Beribi Hazman Yichu Mesim, maybe in time Tanta Betrius Mesim, or Yichu Liknos Akakal Chalutim, El Shakos Zev Davke in Betuchim, Shigam Acha Klos Hazman Yelehem Mishoin Lifnos At Samis Misham Lamokam Acha, Kodim Shiyoshiv Akakal Abalav, Avim Yesh Shash. This is only if, even if the 150 years will expire, they're not immediately going to come and just, you know, destroy the cemetery. They'll let them rebury those who are there. Then, but if not, he says you can do it right away. Right, okay. That was the truth he was referring to. Okay. So we'll stop here.